The Holy Gospel appointed for the 13th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 6th chapter, beginning with verse 51. Jesus said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. As the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, "Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is of no avail. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father." After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and we have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord, gracious and merciful Father. Today you challenge us again not to go away, not to leave Jesus, but to be faithful and committed to Jesus as the Holy One of God, just as Jesus will never go away or leave us, but be faithful and committed to us as our Lord, our Savior, our Messiah. To acknowledge and confess the words of Peter, "You have the words of eternal life. And we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my Redeemer. Amen. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. John, the 6th chapter, with special attention to verses 66 through 69. After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed, and we have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life. If I were to ask you this morning, has anyone ever turned their back on you? What would you say right now? Perhaps even abandoned or forsaken you. Or even for that matter, rejected and betrayed you. I'm sure all of us have experienced it, haven't we? Yes, we have. Perhaps many times, more than you and I are ready to acknowledge or admit to each other this morning. It happens when a husband and wife separate or get divorced. It happens when parents disown their children or grandchildren. Or children disobey or disrespect their parents. Or a neighbor slanders your good name and reputation, and especially when your best friend betrays you. It happens to all of us, doesn't it? Yes, it does. As a matter of fact, it hurts us and it pains us deeply, especially when we experience rejection, betrayal by our own family and close friends. Well, that's precisely what happened to Jesus. Jesus experienced great disappointment throughout his 3-year public ministry. Not only rejection and betrayal by the Jews and the people who followed him, but even his own disciples. As a matter of fact, we read our text for today that Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. Yes, not only Judas' betrayal later on with a kiss for 30 pieces of silver, a sign of love and friendship. Not only Peter's denial 3 times, I do not know the man, Jesus, but also the other 10 as they ran away, concerned only about themselves. As a matter of fact, the Jews and the people began to accuse Jesus, saying, "Is this not the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can Jesus now say, 'I came down from heaven'? How is it possible?" This became even more evident when Jesus said, "If anyone eats of my flesh, my bread, he will live forever." It was then that the Jews began to argue among themselves, saying, "How can this man, Jesus, give us his flesh to eat? How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Even many of his own disciples began to question Jesus. "This is a hard teaching. Who can listen to it?" So being aware that now even many of his disciples outside of his inner circle were also complaining and grumbling, Jesus finally asked them the question, "Do you take offense at this, that I came down from heaven?" Yes, are you offended by it? And then Jesus went on to say, "The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." Unfortunately, at first, they did not understand what Jesus meant when he said, "I am the living bread that comes down from heaven." They did not understand that Jesus, as the bread of life, the living bread of life, had come to save them from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. They didn't understand that. As a matter of fact, sad to say, many of his disciples outside of his own inner circle turned back and no longer walked with Jesus. How sad as they turned their backs on Jesus. That's why Jesus finally asked the 12 disciples, part of the inner circle, that very important question. Do you want to go away as well? Even though at first, remember, Simon Peter and Andrew and James and John, the first disciples of Jesus, left their nets, left their boats, and followed him. Unfortunately, Peter remembered that. He remembered that commitment to follow Jesus as he finally stepped up to the plate and said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we have believed and we have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." Not as a Messiah, but to the origin of Jesus as the Son of God, His deity. The words we confessed again this morning in the Apostles' Creed, that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. In other words, the 12 disciples still did not get it. They did not understand the real purpose of Jesus coming into this world. Jesus said, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus said repeatedly that he did not come to become the King of the Jews, but to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Now, what about us? What about you and me? Are we any different or better than they were? The Jews, the people, his own disciples? And the answer is obvious. No, we're not. If we're honest with ourselves again this morning, we are no different. We're no better than they were, who at first did not believe in Jesus' teachings and rejected and betrayed him as the promised Messiah. Yes, we also have turned our backs on Jesus, haven't we? By our own sins and unrighteousness. We too have fallen short of the glory of God and not deserved or merited God's love through Jesus Christ. And yet, Jesus still loves us. The words of St. John in his first letter, "If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." The words of Dr. Martin Luther in the short explanation of the second article of the Apostles' Creed, where Luther says, "Jesus has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil." But he doesn't stop there, but he goes on to say, "Not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious, innocent suffering and death." Yes, Jesus has freed us. He has redeemed us. Not only from our sins, but especially from death and from the power of the evil one, the devil himself. As a matter of fact, Jesus offers us again the forgiveness of all of our sins as we eat of his flesh, as we drink of his blood, for the forgiveness of all of our sins. Jesus says, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you." And then Jesus says, drink all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant which has been given for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us for His Holy Spirit as we promise not to go away, not to leave Jesus, but to always be faithful and committed to Jesus, as Jesus promises you and me not to go away either, not to ever leave us, reject us, abandon us, forsake us, but to be faithful to us as our Lord, our Savior, our Messiah. To heed the promise of the Lord in the book of Hebrews, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. The words of Jesus before He ascended into the kingdom of heaven, the great commission, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Yes, Jesus will never, ever leave us, forsake us, abandon us, but always take us with His love, His forgiveness, His compassion. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day, Jesus, I will never leave, who for me Himself hath given. Firmly unto Jesus I will cleave, nor from Him be ever driven. Life from Him doth light receive. Jesus, I will never leave. Remember your confirmation day? For some of us, a long time ago. I remember, I was 10 years old. My confirmation verse was, be faithful unto death, and I, Jesus, will give you the crown of life. I will never leave Jesus. I hope and pray you will also never, ever leave Jesus, because He is your friend, your best friend, your Lord, your Savior, your Messiah. God bless you in your walk, your faith, your trust in Jesus, whom I will never, ever leave. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.